I'm glad you returned today for the lesson. We're still talking about the church that the Lord Jesus Christ is building. The church, it's a congregation of people. It's a called out group. The Greek word, which is translated into the English word church, is a Greek word which spoke of a called out group of people. It could be a group of soldiers, a group of prophets, a group of educators. Church simply means a called out group. In our modern day society, we refer to the church as the people of God, called out for a purpose. If we were a group of soldiers, we'd be called out for a purpose. If we were a group of educators, we would be called out for a purpose. If we were a group of farmhands, we'd be called out for a purpose. God has created a group that He has called out from the world for a purpose. And that purpose is to show His love, His forgiveness, His reconciliation to the whole wide world, because it is not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of the truth. The truth, God's truth. When people begin to live God's truth, things turn around in their life. But if people are content to live their own truth, their lives will become complicated. The church is a called out group that does not have a boss. The church has a Lord, who is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Jesus is the Lord of His church. I went to one church for a while, and someone had told me that Brother So-and-so was the church boss. They told me he runs things around here. Well, I kind of like that. I don't have time to run the lawnmower or the vacuum cleaner. I don't have time to run to the store and buy church supplies. I was glad we had somebody that could run things around the church. I don't mind a person like that, as long as they don't try to tell me what to preach or how to preach or when to preach. Not only are there certain members in a church that would feel entitled to be able to run things around the church, usually it's because of their huge financial contributions to the church. Even worse, there are some pastors who feel that they are the boss of their church. As I mentioned earlier, after this pandemic is over, there will be many people searching out for a church to attend. There will also be those that have been crushed people, those who know all too well how the church works because they have been hurt. They feel that they have been done in. They have had to endure bad preaching. They have patiently borne up under scalding teachings. They have walked away wounded by conflict, wounded in the house of their friends. They have suffered the indignity of having their human failures exposed for all to see. In other words, they have walked out of some churches wounded, hurt, and dazed. In the Old Testament, the Lord had some rather harsh words for shepherds who mistreat the sheep. Listen to what He says in Ezekiel. Thus saith the Lord unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? The diseased have they not strengthened, neither have they healed them that which were sick. neither had they bound up that which was broken, neither had they brought again those that were driven away, neither had they sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have ruled them. God is saying, My shepherds did not heal those that were sick. They didn't bind up that which was broken. They did not bring again those that had been driven away. Neither did they seek after those which was lost. But with force and cruelty, they ruled the people. But God had a word for those that had been scattered, for those that were sick, for those that were broken and crushed and driven away, those that no one has sought for. God said, I will both search for my sheep and will seek them out. I will seek that which was lost and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the shepherds that did the opposite. God is seeking and searching those that have been hurt, those that have been hurt in the house of their friends, those that have been hurt in the house where they were seeking shelter, refuge, help in the day of stress. Many have confessed their shortcomings to their friends, and their friends have broadcast it to the whole congregation, to those that have been wounded, to those that have been crushed, to those who have been ignored. Jesus is seeking you. God wants to bring again those that were driven away. God desires to bind up that which is broken. He wants to strengthen those that are sick and to bind up the brokenhearted. Jesus is looking for
every life train wrecked by sin, every down and outer, for the lonely and the one who's weak, the foolhardy with the stubborn streak, for the soul who doesn't even know what they need, for the mixed up, messed up, broken people like me. It's a place where everybody's welcome, a glimpse of glory this side of heaven. It's where the weary come for a taste of grace, and Jesus never turns anyone away. Where everyone's a friend, knowing where you've been, and there's no shame, 'cause there's no judging, just family always busy. And the could-have-beens, the disillusioned and the doubters, every life train wrecked by sin, every down and outer, oh, for the lonely and the one who's weak, the full-hearted with the stubborn streak, for the soul who doesn't even know what they need. Mixed up, messed up, broken people like me. Oh, the ones he came to redeem. Whosoever, John 3:16. Nobody's and the could have been. Disillusioned and the doubters, every life train wrecked by sin, every down and outer, for the lonely and the one who's weak, the foolhardy with the stubborn streak, for the soul who doesn't even know it's him they need.
stop, messed up, broken people. All the desperate, hurting, searching people like me.